Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another broadcast today of Hey Sis, I Need a Word. I'm so happy to be on this evening just to bring you another word from the Lord this evening. I hope it will refresh you. I hope that it will revitalize you. I hope that it will motivate you and inspire you in the name of Jesus. As we get into the Word of God, this I was reflecting earlier just on the things that the Lord is doing right now. And we're just near the end of January, but He has already moved so swiftly, so deliberately, so intentionally, and so apparently across the nation and across the globe. We see Him moving daily because we know His time is coming. So we must be ready. And not only ready, we must be studying His word and living it to reflect to others that the kingdom is at hand. So as we are in the latter end of January, we've got a lot going on. And so the Lord has asked me to let you know that He is telling you and calling you right now into purpose because He has a great promotion for you. I know about 4 months ago, or probably a little longer, I had a vision of a treasure chest, and I've probably mentioned this before, but I've had to go back and rethink of the things that the Lord has shown me. You know, I keep a daily account of what He's showing me and what He's telling other people in the fivefold ministry. He has blessings that He's getting ready to put out there for us, and we need to be in position for them. You know, so as I'm looking at this treasure chest and keeping a documentary of how long it has been since He showed it to me and the method for me to get to this treasure chest, I've been asking what's in the treasure chest. You know, I had my speculations on what I thought was in it, you know, but the Lord has since started opening up this treasure chest to me. And you know, when the Lord gives you things, it's more than what we can ever conceive it to be. What the Lord gives us, we can't wrap our minds around it. So, you know, while I thought it might be one thing in that vision, you know, what He is actually pulling out of it is something entirely different. And I just have to go, oh, but God, because we want promotions right now, and we want anything that's standing in the way of it to be moved out of the way. That's my word to you this evening, that the promotion is coming if you're in position. You want to be getting in position and be in position for this promised thing, this inheritance. Like I said, this January we've seen a swift moving of God's hand, and we're not even at the end of the month. We are seeing a literal shift in the secular and spiritual world. In less than a week, we will see one president leave office and another take occupancy of the Oval Office, highest position of government. Just last week, at the same time we're in this spectrum here, just last week, Betty Long circulated throughout the media and in the churches. His death brought mostly a reawakening of the rumors, gossip, and criticism that has plagued him for the last 4.5 years. So what we're witnessing here is we're looking at the secular world and the spiritual world, and we're looking at a shift. Now, when we look at the church and its leaders across the nation, that's how we are supposed to be looking through the spiritual eyes, because of this high-profile nature of new birth, it has made media attention. We are seeing God take down kings and place others in their stead, as His word tells us. Anytime one kingdom falls, saints, there is room for an opportunity, another leader rise. While Trump is placing folks and calling folks in for his cabinet, and the Pope is assembling the top elite for his diocese, the Lord God Almighty is setting up saints to rule. You best believe this. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you've been waiting. He's setting up the saints to rule. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Lord's appointments are sovereign. But if you are not in line for the promotion, meaning doing the work or have done the work, you may have to continue watching these turn of events. And I tell you right now, I do not want to be on the sidelines while the Lord is promoting. I want to be in the game. I want to be playing. I don't even want to be the referee. I want to be in the game when he starts giving out promotions. You don't want to be watching this thing unfold. You want to be participating. But the promotions are there, saints. There is a vacancy coming up. There are vacancies all around you coming up. Are you ready for your promotion? Are you getting yourself in position? Or are you still questioning, is he calling you for this position? You must declare and decree this. In the book of Deuteronomy, and that's where I want you to go, chapter 34, 5 through 9 is my foundation. We're looking at Deuteronomy. These is in the first few books of Moses, and we're at 5. It says, so Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Bethpeor. But no man knoweth of this sepulcher until this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural voice abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. So what are we seeing there? A transferring of power. See, Moses had already touched Joshua. He had already touched him. We know, looking through the Bible, that when you touch someone and impart to them, you're giving what you have in you, you're transferring it to them. We need imparting right now. We need to be around people who can impart to us so we can get this great promotion. We need to be around people who's not jealous, people who are not spiteful and sabotaging of what your gift is, so you can get your promotion, so you can cultivate your gift, so you can walk in your anointing. That's what Moses did. He touched Joshua because Joshua had showed he was going to be a great leader. Joshua had showed he was faithful. Joshua had showed he was obedient. Joshua had showed that he was trusting. Can God trust you? If God can trust you, he will reward you. In the book of Joshua, we know that the Lord came to him. In 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou, and all this people, unto the land which I give you, and the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. We go down to verse 13. It says, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. See, when God gets ready to promote somebody, you're not just getting a position. You're going to be inheriting some things from this position. And that's what Joshua is going on to finish the thing that he swore to Abraham. They're going to go promise, going into the promised land. Right now, saints, as the Lord is promoting us, we're going to be getting our inheritance as we've never seen it. God is giving promotions left and right. He will move enemies and obstacles out of your way. He will part the Red Sea and Jordan. He is looking for someone to do his will, not their will. Do you know how promotions work in God's kingdom? I see and I hear people searching and looking and trying to understand the gifting, where to move, how to move. Do you know how promotions work in God's kingdom? You have to know some vital information, being faithful to kingdom work. No matter if you see the fruit right then, being faithful to kingdom work, being obedient to the Lord, just when he say to do, do. Just when you know what's right, doing what's right, making sacrifices, saints. This thing and this walk is not easy. It requires some sacrifices, praising and honoring him. praise him, honor him. No matter the situations, praise, honor him. See, Joshua was not vying for this position. He wasn't plotting and conspiring and knocking folks out the way and bogarting his way to the front to try to get this position. He was a minister to Moses. He was faithful. Get Joshua. When Joshua was in the pit, he asked the butler and the baker to remember him. But he was not actively seeking a position, folks. He was not actively seeking to be next to Pharaoh. His faith, his obedience, and gift opened the door to the promotion. He was down in that pit for years, but he was faithful. This is my thing. He was obedient. He was God-fearing. The promotion came because of these things, and he waited. When Cyrus promoted Daniel, Daniel was not and never did seek favors. You never saw Daniel put a quota on what he needed. Daniel asked for alms. Daniel was faithful. He never sought favors. He knew who the favor giver was. He never sought favors from Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel never sought favors from Cyrus. Daniel never sought a favor from Darius. He was promoted because he was what? Faithful, obedient, God-fearing, God-honoring. And who can't respect that? That's why wherever he went, even the lions laid down. Daniel was protected even by the guards. Joseph, when he was in the pit, favor from the guards. Why? Because he was faithful, obedient, God-fearing, God-honoring. And like I said, who can't respect that? And so promotions come. When we look at our secular world, when we look at national events, as I mentioned earlier, when Eddie Long died, he had been mixed up in financial exploits and under national scrutiny for accusations of molestation. It's all over. Everyone knows this old news. He was unfaithful. He was disobedient. He was unfearing of God, self-serving, seeking pleasure to the flesh, privately whoremongering, and God publicly demoted him. Demoted. Right now, there is a vacancy, saints. There is vacancies. There is a promotion for the saints who truly love the Lord. They will pursue him, chase after him, thirst after his righteousness. They seek not the pleasures of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life. Pride is killing promotions. Pride is killing churches. Pride is killing ministries. Pride is keeping people stagnant, chaos-filled. Pride is keeping people in bondage. Pride is keeping people beat down. Pride is keeping people in misery. But God is out giving promotions. Elisha, we want to look at 1 Kings 15 and 19, during the time when Elisha had fled from Jezebel. Ahab was already dead, and the angels had come and given him a cake and a cruse of water to last him 40 days. Elisha, in 1 Kings 15 and 19, Lord Jesus, it says, "And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Ebalmi, Ola, shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Look at verse 17. It lets us know that God is cleaning house. It says, He has Hazael, Jehu, and Elijah as his agents, because that verse tells us, and it shall come to pass, who escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. So we see from that God is cleaning house. Even right now, God is cleaning house. He has these men to do the slaying by the sword, because those people who were in power were not obedient. They were not faithful. They were not God-fearing. So God had to take them down. God has already had promotions lined up. Notice when he's taking them down, he's got the people taking them down that he's promoting. God right now is moving folks out of your way, and there's a vacancy. And you want to be ready to walk in your anointing and walk boldly into your promotion. He's not going to ask them, is it okay if I promote so-and-so? God is going to move on his own authority. He already has promotions in place for those who have been, as I've told you, faithful, obedient, God-fearing, patient, and most of all, ready. Are you in position? Are you in position? I heard someone say the other day, if you're in position, then you're making room to receive what he's getting ready to give you. You don't want him to fit on you, and then you don't got no room for it. Do you move furniture into your home? With the furniture you moving out still in here, you move old furniture out because you know you done bought some furniture to bring in your house to replace that with. That's how you make room for this promotion. Clean some things out of your way for this new mantle you're getting. In the world, promotions and recognitions now in the world are awarded by Nobel Prizes. That's for sciences like physics and chemistry. We see Emmy Awards for performers. We see Oscars for motion pictures. We see the Purple Heart given to soldiers who have died in battle. We see gold medals given to the Olympians. The list goes on and on for what man will give you. But when God is handing out promotions, this is for the believers. Oh, yes, we got some Olympic believers out here. And the list of credits, the director, this is all God. It all reflects back to him. We're just a cast. We're cast involved in a heavenly and divine event right now that eclipses anything man can give us carnally. I don't want an Emmy. I want what God is going to crown my head with, a wreath of wisdom, insight, prescient knowledge. Wisdom to extend the kingdom of God. The crown of, hey, you have done a great job. I am proud of you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well done, my faithful servant. Who don't want that crown? You want to be like Elisha when a mantle is placed on you. Where was he and what was he doing? He was working in the field, working, not laying down sleep. He was working in the field. We should be working in the field. Promotions are given to workers. God is seeing into your heart. He's wanting a vessel that will say, yes, Lord. He wants a vessel that will say, Lord, send me. He is looking for a vessel that's stable, not double-minded. He is looking for a vessel that can stand some heat. He is looking for a vessel that can stand some bruising. He is looking for a soldier that can stand in the rain and wait on the ship if it tarries. The Lord is looking for a servant, a vessel that can take some harsh, rash criticism. The Lord is looking for a vessel that can take some loathing to stand you because of the blessing and favor on your life. He's looking for that vessel. He is looking for a vessel that will stand by his word and not negotiate, compromise, and water it down. He is looking for a bride with the wicks already trimmed, not going to seek more oil, but the oil is already there in their lamp. He is looking, Jesus, for disciples, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. He's looking for lions, not lambs. He's looking for the bold one that will say that's not God. He is promoting the steadfast, Jesus. He is promoting the diligent. He is promoting those who are studying to show themselves approved, not those who have their Bible sitting on the nightstand week after week after week collecting dust. He is looking for those who fear him so he can encamp his angels around them. He is looking, saints, to promote those who will say, me and my house serve the Lord. Yes, he is. Yes, Jesus is promoting right now, and you don't want to be on the sidelines for this. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Go for what he has for you. Listen, be faithful, be obedient, be patient, work steadfastly, and he will come and he will anoint. Yes, his anointing is higher, more reverent, more sovereign than anything man can carve with his hand to put in yours. This is truly the season where God is pouring his spirit out on all flesh. But some people won't yield. Some people won't hear. Some people will be obstinate. Some people will follow and lead after all kind of things that's not of God. Get in position, saints. Get in formation, saints. Listen for it. And when he comes and gives you the promotion, say, yes, God, I will. Yes, God, you for my inheritance. Yes, God, I am yours, sold out for you, Jesus. I am sold out and owned by you, Jesus. That's what he wants to hear. I pray you have received a word tonight, because we're only at the very end of January, and the Lord is passing out promotion for those who are going to do his will, and you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. I pray this has been a word for you, and I hope it has blessed you. As I end this broadcast of, hey, sis, I need a word, may God bless you and your household, Lord Jesus. Amen.